Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, we're going to be talking about getting outside of your comfort zone and basically getting over yourself, as I am joined by Brandon Davis. He is the CEO of Interval, which is a virtual AI receptionist for small businesses. He also owns a podcast and consulting platform called Get Over Yourself LLC, which is dedicated to helping people get outside of their comfort zone and basically get over themselves. So we're going to be talking to him about everything that he's up to. So Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Curtis. I'm super happy to be here. Hopefully, my goal today is to help at least one of your listeners. And if people don't agree with what I'm saying, that's okay, as long as they're somewhat motivated to go do something. So,
absolutely. Well, why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up in Southern California, but since then, I've had the amazing opportunity to live kind of all over the place. I've experienced Brazil. I lived there in Southern Brazil for about a year. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Tennessee. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Utah. It's where I'm currently at right now. And what kind of makes me tick in life is business. I'm huge into business, starting businesses, and that's kind of what inspires me. And one of my goals through business is to inspire other people as well. As Curtis, as you mentioned, I host a podcast myself called Get Over Yourself, and I have a consulting business along with it. And it's simply to help other people. I'm not trying to make a ton of money off of it. It's kind of my pet project that I absolutely love sharing with others. So that's a little bit about what makes me tick in my free time. Love hanging out with my wife, working out, and watching Dodger baseball.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, but yeah, your Dodgers really got a stacked lineup this year. It'll be interesting to see how they do.
You know what? My brother-in-law is a Braves fan, and as much as I fully believe in my team this year, we are stacked. You know what scares me is still meeting the Braves in the championship series this year. I am afraid of your Braves. I got to admit it.
Yep, and you did take Freddie Freeman from us, but yeah, we're still going to be there in the end, should be.
Oh, you know what? We could talk about that's an entire episode in and of itself. I don't believe we took Freddie. I believe he was destined to be a Dodger, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, start by letting us know about Interval. Tell us about that and how that helps small businesses for people out there who might need that service.
Yeah, I appreciate you starting with this. It's kind of funny. Usually when I talk about this business, there's a whole caveat behind it where I tell listeners that I've started other businesses that have completely tanked and gone nowhere. So what Interval is, it's an AI receptionist that most recently we're targeting automotive businesses, so typical auto dealerships and auto repair shops. Our goal is to help them attract clients that they normally would have missed just when they miss phone calls. So a big pain we notice inside of that industry specifically is when the mechanics are underneath your car fixing it, or they're rotating your tires or whatever maintenance that a customer's already come in for. A lot of times they don't have a dedicated front desk, meaning a full-time receptionist or somebody who always handles the phone. And the kind of rule of thumb at a lot of these auto shops is closest one to the phone, if they're available to pick it up, they pick it up when they can. But for the most part, everyone's working in their bays just trying to fix the customer's cars. And so we notice they're missing out on thousands of dollars a month in revenue simply because they're missing customer phone calls. So what our software does is when somebody calls into these businesses, it answers the phones for them, and it can respond to basic customer inquiries. It can schedule appointments. Any kind of task that a normal human receptionist would be able to do, that's what our software does. Once again, just to make sure that these businesses are never missing any clients, because that is a huge, huge issue. And we also do it at a fraction of the cost compared to normal human receptionists.
Yeah, so all you mechanics and automotive people out there, yeah, because it's pretty frustrating. You're trying to get a price on something or see if there's any availability, and most of the time they can't answer, like you said.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. And Most of the time, like you said, it's basic questions. Hey, I just want to get a quote, or hey, I want to see if you guys could take my car in this afternoon or in a couple days. And it's the most frustrating thing as a consumer to have your call forwarded or go to voicemail and not ever get a response, or be wait on hold for 20 minutes, and half the time our questions can be answered within two. So that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. So you have the phrase "get over yourself." First of all, tell us what you mean when you say that, and then tell us about Get Over Yourself LLC and what made you decide to start it. Talk about your platform and your podcast and everything that you do with that company.
Yeah, so like I said, that's kind of my side project in life. It's one that I'm never trying to really make a ton of money or anything from, but hopefully inspire a couple people. I used to do missionary work, as I mentioned in the intro. I lived in Brazil and I lived in Texas. The reason why I lived in both those locations is I spent a year in each doing missionary work. So basically, my entire goal was to teach people about Jesus Christ and serve them to the best of my capabilities. And I dedicated 2 years of my life towards that. But one issue I had after the 2 years were up was I ran out of money. I was not working at all during that time. And so within 2 years, all of my saved up funds had been exacerbated. But the other issue is once I stopped doing missionary work, like I mentioned, I dedicated these 2 years to simply serve my brothers and sisters here on this earth. And it was very difficult when I finished and I came back to the real world and I said, okay, I have to get a real job again. I have to start working and earning money. I have to continue my education, these responsibilities that are just expected of everyone here on this planet. So when I finished that missionary work, I was kind of distraught because part of me wanted to continue serving full time and put all my time and effort and everything into my life for other people. But I recognized also I need to get my life going. I have to prepare for my future family and I have to be a full-fledged adult and get a job. And so I kind of came to a crossroads one day when I was praying to God. And I was kind of asking him, okay, I want to start my own business, but at the same time, I want to help people. So what's a good way I can do that? And for whatever reason, God kind of put it into my heart that I need to start a podcast called Get Over Yourself. So Get Over Yourself, it was sort of a joke when I was a lot younger, back in my middle school days. As many of the audience can kind of picture themselves when they are in middle school, there's not very many worries you have to have when you're that age. Your biggest concerns are if you got a good grade on the test, or if you're going to do good in your sporting event that night, or heck, if your crush likes you back. Life is very simple when you're that age. And so when my friends would come and they would be upset about those exact same situations, oh, I played bad at my basketball game last night. Dang it, I got a bad grade on the test, whatever it was, I would always tease them and I'd joke around. I'd say, eh, it's fine, get over yourself. And it took me a lot of years to recognize that that joke, that phrase I was saying, get over yourself, it actually held a lot more weight than I initially perceived. And I'd be joking around with my friends. They would always roll their eyes when I'd say that phrase. But once I started incorporating it into my own life and changing my mindset to have that mentality of get over yourself, I started recognizing huge change. I stopped being stressed as much. I stopped getting so angry at random day acts that would normally peeve me off, and I'd focus on them day in, day out. And I started recognizing also that life, as much as we all assume, because we're the star of our own movies, Curtis, you're the star of your show, I'm the star of my show, and that's just how our brains work. But at the same time, if we're going to exist here on this earth with our brothers and sisters, if we're going to get along, which the world, as we all know, needs a lot more of that right now, we need to learn to get out of our own heads, get over ourselves, get out of our own self-inflicted pains and difficulties and doubts and fears, and get out of our own space and say, it's going to be okay. At the end of the day, these trials and hardships we go through, these pains, these afflictions, these annoyances, these tiny little disturbances inside of our day, we need to stop focusing on them so much and just learn to appreciate life and be kind to other people. So, yeah, finished missionary work. I recognize I had to start sharing that message, and literally 3 days after I said that prayer, I hopped on. I ordered a podcasting mic off Amazon, had no idea what I was doing, and I hit record, and that's kind of where history's taken me up till now.
Well, that's interesting, but because God put it on my heart to start this podcast that I've been doing for nearly 4 years as well.
I think it's a sign. I guess God these days, when people are afraid to pick up their scriptures and get on their knees and pray, yes, to talk with them in other means. And I guess that's podcasting these days.
Absolutely. So tell us about some of the challenges that help you overcome who you are and what kind of things that you use. You already talked about some of them, but what are the kind of things that you use to help strengthen your mindset?
Okay, everybody, it's Michael E. Cullen II.
And I'm Sesame Incarta from the All Too Real 2 podcast. We're passionate about movies, TV, and pretty much all things pop culture.
Dive into the chaos of failed sitcoms, direct-to-video sequels, and the quirky realms of cinema and TV.
Join us every Thursday for your dose of All Too Real 2 entertainment.
We'll guide you through debates like whether Howard the Duck qualifies as a superhero.
Ponder if Larry the Cable Guy could be the new Rock or Schwarzenegger.
Discover if some shows and movies should have stayed in the cutting room.
Ever heard of a sitcom featuring that dictator with the funny mustache? Well, we watched it.
We're dedicated to unraveling the peculiarities of pop culture, sometimes with awesome guests.
So, if you're into the eccentric world of pop culture,
listen and subscribe to All Too Real 2.
Available wherever you find podcasts
and on Age of Radio.
Absolutely. So I want to start off with this and tell all the listeners, because I feel like a lot of people actually fit into this category, but a lot of people are afraid to share it these days. When you think about popularity in the world, it's based upon people having horrible life experiences that they were able to overcome to create their own hero's journey. So in essence, what I'm trying to say is a lot of people have to have a victim story in order to create something successful these days. You see that on if you watch American Idol or Survivor or any of these kind of reality shows. The people who we get attached to are usually the ones who have kind of that hardship, that emotional background that we want to root for them. And that's amazing. And I absolutely love that. Coming from my background, I had amazing parents growing up. I was blessed. We're an average middle class family, but I never had to worry about food on my table. I never had to worry about my dad beating up my mom. I never had to worry about alcohol in the home. They are bad alcoholism. They abstained from that and they taught me those principles. So compared to a lot of people here in America, heck, on the planet, I was incredibly blessed. And so one thing I recognize from a younger age is I'm almost blessed to an extent where I don't know hardship. So one of the reasons why I chose to do missionary work and why I went to Brazil was to try and experience a little bit of that hardship. And I hope that doesn't sound too selfish for anyone, but I had to get out of my comfort zone from a very early age because I recognized some of these trials that I would see in my friends' households and you hear about on the news. And heck, a lot of your listeners have probably lived it themselves, Curtis. I did not have those experiences. And I'm not trying to put fame to those. Obviously, our goal here on this earth is to create the best life for ourselves and our families and those around us. And so I am 100% so appreciative of the life I was given when I was younger. But at the same time, I recognize I had to, once again, get out of my comfort zone and experience the world from a different viewpoint. So when I first moved down to Brazil, one of the biggest challenges, or not even challenges, but just kind of culture shocks I had was, number one, I was living there with a bunch of Brazilians who didn't speak any English, and I was trying to learn their language and embrace their culture. And then number two, when I first got there, everything was so different from my Southern California Americanized mind. They had grown up in just a pretty regular household. The way that people lived, the way they talked, the way they acted, the way they served, it was so different from what I was used to. And so finally, in a weird sense, even though it was very difficult for me to understand this culture and try and appreciate it, I finally somewhat had an idea of what it was like to have a different lifestyle. And I recognize that's still different. All of us listening here to this show today, you mentioned you're in Atlanta right now. Atlanta's got some crazy areas, but if we think to some other parts of the world right now, heck, what we see in Gaza going on, Ukraine, our lives are so blessed. And I recognized that when I got to Brazil, even though Brazil is in a third world country and it's very developed, and there's still a lot of poverty. And so kind of developing my mindset around that and saying, wow, despite that I'm living in this city where a lot of people are very poor, there's a lot of gang violence and drugs, and there's a lot of issues going around. I also saw how beautiful the Brazilian people still were. I saw how amazing they were accepting other people. I saw how amazing family was to them and how important those values were. They wouldn't be afraid to accept somebody into their home. As I walked the streets of Brazil as a missionary, I would knock on random people's doors and I would ask for a glass of water, and without hesitation, they would do that. Whereas here in the United States, people give you a side eye and wonder if you're trying to rob them or not. there's just these small little things I learned down there, just these small little things that created ultimate life lessons. And lastly, to answer your question, I don't mean to keep dragging it on and on, Curtis, but one of the greatest disciplines I have learned inside of my life is to do things that make me uncomfortable. Because once again, I don't come from that back room where everything was absolutely chaotic growing up. I don't know if you have any David Goggins fans out there who are your listeners, but he talks about this exact experience inside of his first book, where he says he obviously had a crazy experience growing up where his dad was abusive and both mentally and physically and just hurtful to him and his mom and all these people inside of his life. And he had a story that most of us cannot even appreciate to even comprehend. But he said, on the flip side, if you grew up in kind of a cushier lifestyle, your ultimate goal has to be getting out of your own way because you need to experience these things inside of your life. So one program I developed after I left Brazil and I've kind of gone on to my ventures and whatnot, besides my day-to-day tasks, going to the gym, working on my business, which is a whole struggle in and of itself, I created a program for myself to get out of my comfort zone. And I call it my daily disciplines. And it's these small day-to-day tasks that put me out of my comfort zone that don't interrupt my normal schedule so I can continue to do them without any excuses. So one daily discipline I created for myself was taking a cold shower every day. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't seem that difficult whatsoever, and it's not. But it's the fact of the matter that when you take a cold shower, your body's there shivering, it's uncomfortable, all you want to do is turn the water warm, but it gets you out of your comfort zone for a couple minutes every day. And the reason why I chose that is because it does not disrupt my schedule whatsoever. It's something that every single day I'm going to take a shower. There's no questions asked about that. I will be taking a shower every day. And so how can I make it a little bit more uncomfortable? I'm going to turn it cold. And so my challenge for everyone out there listening today, if you're trying to be in that exact same situation where you create small little disciplines inside of your life so that when something truly difficult comes up, you can be prepared for it, find your own version of a daily discipline. Some examples of that would include if you're driving down the road when you're going to work, if you have a commute to work, maybe you usually listen to music. You turn on your favorite radio station, you listen to music all your way to work. My challenge for you is figure out an audiobook or an Audible book that you can actually listen to, or a podcast rather than listening to your music. Get out of your comfort zone and put yourself in a learning opportunity. Or maybe your daily discipline is making sure every day when you wake up, you go on a 10-minute walk just to wake up, you get your body moving, you do a little bit of physical fitness. The whole point of these daily disciplines is to do something that does not interrupt your daily schedule, so there's absolutely no excuses on why you can get it done. So that's kind of my story, Curtis. Sorry if I took up a ton of time there and just kind of rambled.
No, that's perfect. That's definitely good. You know, if you guys do the cold shower, you know, hit us up on the email or social media and let us know how that worked out for you. And let us know about how you were able to start so many businesses at such a young age.
Yeah, this is another fun thing. Another way I kind of got out of my comfort zone. I always recognized from a year early age that God speaks to me through business. I know that's funny to hear. And Curtis, how God speaks to you is going to be completely different than how he speaks to me. How he speaks to me is going to be completely different from how he speaks to any of my siblings or heck, anyone who's listening to the show. So in a very strange way, I believe God speaks to me through business. And so a lot of the practices that I do inside of my life are to reflect on what God is telling me to do. God doesn't really care if I become a millionaire or not. He wants me to be happy and he wants me to learn. That's kind of why we're all put here on this earth. But if I could do that and I could start a business that creates jobs for other people, he'll be pretty happy about that. I'm serving people. And that's going to create an amazing life lesson for me on how to provide, not only for my wife and my future kids, but for everyone who works for me. So growing up, that was kind of always my mentality. I started my first business when I was in high school. Nothing fancy whatsoever. I had an old beat up pickup truck and I had a buddy who had some lawn care equipment. And we both grown up doing lawn care for our own homes and a couple of our neighbors. So one day I said, all right, Dawson, let's throw all your stuff in the back of the truck and let's go door to door and try and sell our services. And we had the absolute worst sales pitch known to mankind. But we'd go door to door in our hometown and say, hey, I'm Brandon, this Dawson, we want to cut your grass. And most of the time people let us do it just out of pity because they saw a couple of high school kids trying to earn a couple of bucks. But where my initial love for business stemmed was simply because I learned from a young age the feeling I got from earning my own dollar. I've worked plenty of jobs where I had my own boss and I got my paycheck every 2 weeks. And that's great. And no disrespect to anyone who loves that kind of lifestyle, but the feeling I got when I was earning my own money with something I started was just absolutely life-changing. And so then I just continued that exact same thing. I went and did the missionary work, and since then I've just been working and working and working on my own businesses. The podcast, I have a Christmas lights business where we go and hang Christmas lights during the season. Then I've also had a couple that have completely failed. I was trying to work on a clothing business a couple years ago with my cousin, and lo and behold, two guys with zero fashion sense and have zero design skills. We failed at that. Who would have guessed? But it's these little experiences that I learned that actually propelled me forward. So every time I fail in a business, it just teaches me so much more. So at the point of interval right now, all these experiences I have built up with the lawn care to the Christmas lights to the failure of a clothing company, they all teach me principles that have stacked into this business now. And that'll be my continued theory throughout the rest of my life. I'll just keep building and growing and selling and building and growing and selling.
Speaking of your podcast, let listeners know about your podcast and what they can expect when they listen to it.
Yeah, so much like you, Curtis, a lot of the style of my show is just interviews and hearing other people's life stories. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's called Get Over Yourself. Hopefully it can inspire you. Most of the time I'm not doing all the yapping, but I have a fun guest who does a lot of the talking, who truly wants to inspire people and help them. So much like your show, Curtis, it's all about helping people get out of their comfort zones and become a better version of themselves day in and day out.
Tell us about any upcoming projects that you're working on that we need to be aware of.
Nothing too crazy going on, just the startup I'm working at that occupies the majority of my time, and then I try and get podcasting in where I can. Most of my days start at 6 a.m. and they go till about 9 p.m. for work, and then we repeat. So my life really is boring right now, but if anyone ever has any questions, I always take the time to message them back on social media or Instagram. So feel f or social media or my email. So make sure to hit me up if you guys have any questions.
Yeah, go. That's the next question. Go ahead and throw out your contact info so people can keep up with everything that you're up to or contact you if they'd like.
Yeah. My social media, all my social media handles are Get Over Yourself underscore podcast. I'm pretty active on there when I'm on my laptop. I don't have any social media on my phone because it's a time waster. But if you guys have any questions, I'll get to it when I'm at work. Likewise, if you guys have any questions that are a little bit more pertinent, you can email me at llcgetoveryourself@gmail.com.
Okay, close us out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something I forgot to touch on that you would like to talk about it, just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Curtis, for providing this platform. As a podcaster myself, I know how difficult that is sometimes. So, to all the listeners out there who listen to the show that Curtis has provided, make sure to give him a big thanks because it's a lot more work that goes into it than a lot of people perceive. My final piece of advice is very cliche. There's nothing fancy about it, but whatever kind of lights you up inside, but you're afraid to start, just start it. My ultimate advice is just get started. That's a physical fitness journey you're trying to accomplish. That's adding some more muscle or losing some weight. Just start it today. If you're a business guy like me and you want to get started on a business, do a little bit of validation, do a little bit of research, but more importantly, just get started, even if it fails in 2 weeks, because that's going to get you in the habit. If it's a relationship you're trying to get going and you're afraid the girl or the guy or whoever won't like you back, just go ahead and get started. I promise you, in the long term, you're going to appreciate you. Yourself more, as well as whatever opportunity, even if it completely tanks and it's a very difficult learning experience. If you just get started, life will be easier. You'll learn from those experiences and it'll mold you into a stronger person.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, just go ahead and get started. I would also like you to go ahead and get started following, rating, review, and sharing this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guest or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. And Brandon, thank you for joining us and sharing your amazing story.
Absolutely, Curtis. Thank you. And everyone, just get over yourselves today. All right.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.